Hello and welcome to Maricast. As Dr. Mark Miravalli, we have the great privilege of being able to film here at the Shrine of the Lady of All Nations in Amsterdam, Holland. It's difficult for me, quite frankly, to summarize a message that has so much relevance, so much profundity, and really an action call for each one of us in terms of Our Lady's remedies for the degeneration, disaster, and war that the world faces in unprecedented degrees at our present time. She has asked for the praying of the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. She says, whoever or whatever you are, pray this prayer so powerful before the throne of God. She has asked the Holy Father to lead the nations in the praying of the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. And she has asked for us to pray and petition to the Holy Father, and by the use of the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, for a proclamation of the dogma of Mary, co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. In our last segment, we were talking about the instrumental message of May 31st, 1954, where Our Lady says, you must petition the Holy Father for this dogma, you must pray for this proclamation. And I want to continue with the message that was given to Ida Pertemann on May 31st of 1954, where Our Lady actually gives her a vision of the proclamation and then makes very clear that the peace of the world, which is a promise we get from the message of Fatima, July 13th, 1917, that after many difficulties for the church and the world, that in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph and a period of peace would be given to the world, that peace is contingent on this fifth Marian dogma. These continue the words of Ida on this monumental day. She says, quote, now all of a sudden, it is as if I were standing with the Lady above the dome of a big church. As we enter, I hear the Lady say, I am taking you there. Relate what I let you see and hear. We are now in a very big church in St. Peter's. I see lots of cardinals and bishops gathered there. Then the Pope enters. It is a Pope I do not know. He is being carried in a kind of chair. But later he continues on foot. People cheer, the choir begins to sing. Now the Holy Father is announcing something in a language I do not understand while holding up two fingers. All at once the Lady stands on the globe again. She smiles and says, child, thus have I let you see what is the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. This day will become the coronation day of His Mother, the Lady of All Nations, who once was Mary. Now the Lady remains standing without saying anything as she gazes far into the distance. This lasts a while, and then she says, and the Lady stayed with her apostles until the Spirit came. While she says this, that particular change comes over her face again. It is as if it were speaking out of former times. So the Lady of All Nations gives the visionary Ida a vision of the Pope surrounded by cardinals and bishops in St. Peter's, proclaiming a dogma, holding up two fingers, which are an indication of authority. And then Our Lady says that the Lady waits until the Spirit comes. Now that's a very key point, because the prayer is really a prayer to Jesus to send a new Pentecost, to send a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations as the only means for preventing degeneration, disaster, war. There's not going to be peace in the world if it is not the peace of Jesus Christ in the hearts of humanity, and that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. So it's a prayer, it's a vision of a proclamation by the Pope, and let's see what Our Lady says is the result of this proclamation. She says, quote, then in front the Lady looks as if into the distance and says very clearly and slowly, quote, my prophecy, from now onwards, all nations will call me blessed, will be fulfilled more than ever when the dogma is proclaimed. The Holy Father knows His time. She goes on to say, I have come to the world in various ways. From now on, all nations will call me blessed. The Lady of all nations wishes for unity in the true Holy Spirit. The world is covered by a false spirit, by Satan. Once the dogma, the final dogma in Marian history, has been proclaimed, the Lady of All Nations will grant peace, true peace, to the world. The nations, however, must say my prayer together with the Church. they shall know that the Lady of all nations has come as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. So be it. So Our Lady says that this proclamation of Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces, and advocate will first of all fulfill the scriptural prophecy that all generations will call her blessed. Secondly, it is the condition for her to intercede for peace in the world. Now some might say, why is this dogma so important? Why a condition? It's because God will not violate his gift of free will to us. And because of that, it is contingent on the Pope, as the father of humanity, as the highest authority on this earth, to publicly acknowledge that these are true roles of Mary. Her role as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate are not just titles, they're spiritual functions she does for humanity. And with his proclamation, it really is like humanity saying, yes, we accept heaven's gift of this motherhood, and we want it enacted now. And that's the power and the importance of this dogma. But it's very clear in the message, without this proclamation, we will not have the desired peace. And so she says in her closing message there that the prayer must be prayed. The prayer must be prayed publicly, all for this end. Now, I think if we examine these overall messages, and again, these are messages approved by the local bishop as being of supernatural origin, what do we see? We see Our Lady coming. She wants to put the cross back in the center of the globe. She speaks about false prophets. She speaks about the reign of Satan and the reality of Satan. She gives a number of prophecies that help to let us know these are supernatural. My signs are inherent in my words. And now that we are in 2011 and we can look back at over a half century of messages given a half century ago, the rational, the logical person says, well, of course, this has to be of God. Her miracles are her messages, because no human being could have prophesied and predicted the things that were coming. But the purpose of that is that we respond. So we're called to pray the prayer. You can get the prayer from the shrine here at the Lady of All Nations in Amsterdam, Holland, and you can get beautiful materials, images, the prayer cards, the texts from the shrine of the Lady of All Nations here in Amsterdam through the internet and other means. But also, it's the prayer, it's petitioning for the Holy Father to make this proclamation. It's also praying that the Holy Father will lead the nations in praying the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, because the Lady comes as a remedy. The beauty of heaven and things that are authentically supernatural is these are not messages of doom and gloom. There's no reference of the end of the world. Quite the contrary. There's a reference of an upcoming peace if we cooperate, if we respond. So I ask you, in your daily masses, in your rosaries, and for those who are suffering, for those sick, and in one sense, we're all suffering. We all have crosses to offer. Offer these for the proclamation of the dogma. Offer them for our beloved Holy Father, that the Holy Spirit will enlighten him to make this proclamation according to God's perfect will. But we too, we must be doing our part to join our sufferings with Our Lady, the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, so she can indeed intercede for the peace we desire. When Pope Benedict was at Fatima in 2010, he made special reference that we are all redeemers in the one Redeemer, Jesus Christ. John Paul II put it this way, we're all co-redeemers with Mary, the co-redemptrix. We're all called to offer our sufferings. And as Pope Benedict specified after making that comment, he said, we look to the woman at the foot of the cross. Well, in our 21st century, that's where we must look, to the woman at the foot of the cross. It's a privilege to be here at the site of the Amsterdam apparitions, but we've got to respond to her request. So I ask you, in Our Lady's name, I beg you, pray the prayer. Get the prayer through modern means. Pray the prayer daily for the Lady of All Nations. Pray for the proclamation of the dogma. Let's do our part to bring peace to the world when what seems to be dominating our headlines is the antithesis of peace: natural disaster, moral degeneration, and war and rumors of war. Our Lady has the plan of peace. Let's respond to it. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli with Maricast saying thank you and God bless you from Amsterdam, Holland, and the shrine of the Lady of All Nations.